Truman learns the full details of the Manhattan Project, in which scientists are attempting to create the first atomic bomb on this day. The information thrust upon Truman is momentous decision whether or not to use the world's first weapons of mass destruction. And we move on to sports. In 1996, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Washington Capitals 3-2 in 139 minutes and 15 seconds of total gameplay, making it the fifth longest match in the history of the National Hockey League. That is Today in History from History.com for April 24th, 2017. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, getting back to that Patti LaBelle. This is the Starlets, which was a group started in 62. This song was early 62 under the new name of the former Ordettes, or the Bluebells, after entering the pop charts in this day. The record went on to peak to 15 on the Hot 100 and 13 on the Billboard R&B. And Patti LaBelle's group would earn 2 more top 40 hits on their own next 2 years, but it would take another 11 before she bested that performance with Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
And ironically, Patti LaBelle and the Crystals were credited for He's a Rebel, but they actually didn't sing that one. So there was a lot of monkey business going on in the music industry back then. All right, well, there you go. It's we're in the midst of spring, and with spring comes baseball. So we have a little article here, but before we move on to that, I'd like to play a little excerpt from Field of Dreams, where James Earl Jones tells us all about baseball.
People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. It is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. It'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And there you go, James Earl Jones telling us people will definitely, most definitely come. And so,
when you're printing personal things at work and you have to run to the printer before any.
And so, with that, we bring this article to you about baseball and softball. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media of NJ.com reports on the 23rd that Flemington Raritan Baseball and Softball begins its 2017 season. Opening day of Flemington Raritan Baseball and Softball was held on Saturday at the complex off William Street and Elmwood Avenue. The day included the parade of teams and an opening ceremony that included Fabiana Rincon singing the national anthem and longtime ShopRite employee and World War II veteran Archie Fagan throwing out the first pitch. There was food, music, face painting, raffles, and visits from the Flemington Fire Department and Sparky from the Somerset Patriots. In addition to the scheduled games, local organizations were in attendance, and there were games and activities for children. Courtesy of the Black River and Western Railroad, families were also able to park at Liberty Village and take a short train ride directly to the baseball complex. Through May 6th, the league will be collecting donations for good quality baseball equipment, mitts, bats, cleats, helmets, and gear at the complex. The equipment will be made available to all league families first, and the remaining items will be donated to Roberto's Kids. Equipment can be dropped off at the complex in marked bins. So go, most definitely go, and celebrate our pastime. Here, and I tell you, there's been a day or two when I've been walking around, had something else to do and had an hour to kill, and you'd hear a little league game being played not too far away. And I would walk over and sit in the bleachers, wouldn't know anybody. And mostly cloudy on Wednesday, showers likely, mainly in the morning, warmer with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday, sunny and highs in the mid-70s. Partly sunny on Friday, a chance of showers and lower 80s. And partly sunny on the morning, I don't know if that's really required. But hey, man, you got to take Earth with a little bit more seriousness than just taking it for granted. It's the only planet that we live on, and we're still trying to figure out where we could possibly go if Earth was not a viable option in the future. So, you know, celebrate it. Enjoy yourself. Just get out of your comfort zone and go and enjoy and celebrate being on this planet for just one day. That's kind of important. So when Earth Day rolls around again, or other types of events that are similar to Earth Day, please give your effort. Come on by. Check it out. All right, so that's a little bit of vitamin C.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The population of Israel stops what it's doing for 2 minutes as a siren wails to remember those killed in the Holocaust. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying he considers the lessons of the Holocaust every day as he marks Holocaust Remembrance Day yesterday in Jerusalem, leveling a warning against Iran and ISIS, saying that those who hate Jews and want to destroy Israel risk being destroyed themselves. President Trump delivers a message in a pre-recorded video at the opening dinner of the World Jewish Congress in New York City last night.
We must stamp out prejudice and anti-Semitism.
This morning, the Anti-Defamation League has released a report saying anti-Semitic vandalism and intimidation cases in America were up 25% last year from 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi.
Time for the investment update. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And the markets are certainly having a happy Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
Do tell.
So, the market's favored candidate over in France progressed through to the second round of the French election. So that sparked some unwinding of some of the safe haven trades, etc. So centrist Emmanuel Macron, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, took a big step towards the French presidency yesterday as he secured the most votes in the first round of the two-stage contest and qualified right alongside their far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, for the runoff vote on May 7th. So that was seen as a positive because that's Macron is the market's favorite candidate. So since he made it to that next level, the markets were excited about that. And then also we had some announcements. We have Becton Dickinson looking to acquire medical supplier C.R. Bard for $24 billion. So shares are currently up about 20% there.
Mm.
We also had PPG increasing their offer to buy AkzoNobel. And then on the earnings front, we had a slew of companies. We had Hasbro citing their increased sales in Nerf and Transformer products. So they beat both on earnings and revenue. We had Halliburton coming in about a penny above. They also beat on revenue. Kimberly-Clark was 2 cents above, although their revenue fell shy. And then we had Netflix make an announcement that they intended, that they're intending to offer a £1 billion sterling debt offering outside of the U.S. So they're looking to offer some bonds outside of the U.S. to encourage some international positions, I suppose. And then Panera, you know, we talked about Panera, was it last week or the week before, how they're being acquired by a private company. They made an announcement that they're looking to add 10,000 jobs by the end of 2017 as they expand their delivery service. So that was interesting. It sounds like they've been kind of testing some markets and it's been working out really well. Rather than having their own fleet of Panera cars or trucks, they're using, you know, sort of an Uber-style delivery method where they, you know, they vet the drivers, the drivers use their own cars, that type of thing, and they do delivery. And it sounds like they do delivery. The minimum order is $5, and then there's like a $3 delivery charge or something like that. But they're expecting it to increase each store sale, I think it's by somewhere around $200,000 per year by expanding their delivery service. So I thought that was interesting.
That must be an interesting piece of research, because if you're saying at $5 you're willing to spend three to
right.
That's fine if that's going to be new customers, right? If those people weren't willing to go out to Panera to eat, then you're still making $2 on the meal, and that's great. But if it's going to, here's where the question is. So if I was somebody who normally would go to Panera or go and do a pickup at Panera, and now you've enticed me to stay in my office and have it delivered, you just lost money. So that's an interesting piece of research there. I'd love to see what that's all about.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Yeah, because the other thing too, just like, you know, just like when you go to when you go into ShopRite versus you do ShopRite online. When I buy it online, I stick to my list and I order what I'm supposed to order. But if I walk into that store with my kids, poof, I end up spending obviously a lot more money. Even though I say no to a lot of things, but I'm sure the same is true with restaurants and, you know, Panera. It's like you qualify for the 99-cent bakery item. And if you're doing it for delivery, you might be like, oh no. But then if you're standing there in front of that counter and looking at all of those, you know, yummy treats, well, so we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I thought that was interesting. So the markets in general, the Dow is up triple digits right now in the futures market. S&P up just under 30, NASDAQ up about 58. So obviously the markets are very excited about what's happening over in France. Now again, on May 7th is when we have the runoff vote. So we'll see what happens between now and then if anything significant changes there. But so far the markets are liking the reaction.
Cool. Whereabouts are we in the earnings season? We're about halfway through.
At this point, we're still there's still quite a few companies reporting, but we're getting close to kind of wrapping up at this point.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And all in all,
it's hard to believe it's end of April.
Got to start finding something.
Every month, I'm like, how is it the end of April already? Wait a minute.
Got to start finding something for your kids to do. You got a month and a half.
I know, right? Exactly.
Oh man.
Got to get my act together here.
That's
for
right.
Summertime.
That's right. Yep. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to, I know you're off tomorrow. I want to wish you all the best. There's no reason to wish, because I know it's going to go off. It's going to be an awesome presentation tomorrow at the Women's Business Summit up in Hawk Point. And we've had a great opportunity to hear and listen to and learn about all the keynotes. But the rubber meets the road tomorrow when all those patrons come in and get some invigorating speeches and learning a little bit about how to improve, right?
Nope, absolutely. Really looking forward to it. You know, another great lineup of speakers. Really excited about all the learning and connections that are going to take place tomorrow at the Business Summit. There's still time to sign up if you haven't signed up. It's tomorrow from 8 to 2 up at Hawk Point.
Okay.
Would love to see you there. And, yeah, I'm sure I'll share some of the takeaways when we talk again on Wednesday morning.
Excellent. Okay, you can decompress after that because I know it's a big
exactly.
It's a big to-do to get all this together. I watched Laura here trying to drive all this going.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot of prep time, a lot of work, and then all the energy the day of. It's like by the time it wraps up, it's exhausted. You know, you're exhausted.
Sure.
You're partially exhausted, but partially re-energized.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Well, have a great day and stay dry, but enjoy yourself tomorrow. Take a couple deep breaths in between just to soak it all in, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are usually on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, but I think they might be off tomorrow due to the summit. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update every morning at 8:30. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's Monday. It's Business with Al. Al War is on the phone. Gives us some insight into his column that comes up online every Thursday, part of the NJ.com and the Huntington County Democrat. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, sir.
Awesome, huh?
Doing awesome. I, you know, there are some weekends when things just click. I actually got some honeydew projects done on the weekend and went to bed on time and kind of enjoyed a nice meal. You know, there it's not a lot to make me happy, but when things just kind of smooth it out and go, it's nice to appreciate. So
sounds like you didn't pay a lot of attention to the French election.
No, I got enough things to worry about here in the U.S. The French.
Well, I think they made a major impact on the market. I'm looking at the
thing
now. The market is about to open over 200 points up.
Wow.
And the European markets are way up as well.
Well, that's good, but I failed.
Whatever that means.
The markets, the opening bell of the markets means absolutely nothing except
for a quick
grab of some profits, and then the markets settle down around 11 o'clock day, and then you really find out what everybody's real sentiment is.
What everybody's really thinking.
Yeah. So. But I don't know. Are you moving on to Michelle Heide's territory? Are you going to start doing the investment update with me every morning at 8:30?
No. I follow the financial news closely.
Do you? Oh, good.
Because of a long-standing interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't comment on the whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody has a real clue.
If you have a clue, it's probably wrong.
Or it's old.
It's old.
Things are moving.
And in the market, yesterday is old.
Yep, that's true. So, we talk about usually what people that you visited with and chatted with over the last week or so. So, who are we going to chat about?
I was looking into healthy living as a general topic, and they're all kind of, everybody, you know, talks to their doctor, and Hunter's Medical Center does a lot of stuff, but there are a lot of private people out there who handle various aspects of, you know, we've become very concerned with lack of exercise and eating habits and bad habits and all kinds of things, and there are people out there who are experts in their field, and they can help with individual problems, so...
Okay.
I talked to several people who have events coming on and do all kinds of things. I talked to Brad Snyder, is known widely in this area and has been for years. He ran Balance Health, the store. It's a health food store on Route 22 there in Lebanon Borough, for many years. And then 10 years ago, he sold it. And devoted full time to his new thing, which is called Innovative Therapies.
Okay.
But he gets involved with people on an individual basis and concentrates on dietary concerns and regimens and herbal supplements and the whole thing.
Yep. You know, it's funny. The last couple of years, you know, I thought I pretty much had a handle on all this. I exercised pretty regularly, and you know, I knew of nutrition. I wouldn't say I stayed on a tremendously regimented diet, but all of a sudden, the last couple of years, it's become a huge Rubik's cube to me.
Yeah,
it's so much harder to get to lose weight or to maintain your weight. And so you need these types of people to at least give you all the insight and the puzzle pieces, and then to hold you accountable to yourself.
Well, anybody who gets concerned with, especially with eating habits, there are a ton of websites that you can go to. I subscribe to several health newsletters myself, but to try to keep up with all the ramifications and indications and how things affect you and interact is you need somebody to sort of handhold you through all of this sometimes.
Yep. And you need somebody.
Very confusing.
And you need somebody that you're going to see once a week that's going to either motivate you or hold you accountable, so there's a little bit of shame involved, a little bit of guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
He sees people of all ages, from teenagers to people who are 90 years old, and a full range of things. He emphasized the fact that every individual is different. They have different genetics.
Yep.
And so he develops a protocol after sitting with an individual that is specific to that person.
Okay.
It's not just one size fits all, but he does that. You can his office is in Washington.
Okay.
Washington, New Jersey. They're on Washington Street, but he every Saturday, or most Saturdays, he comes to the store that he sold to someone else. It's called Healthy Balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there in the annex at Lebanon Plaza on Route 22, and he's there on Saturdays from 11 to 3. You can make an appointment and stop in and spend an hour with him or whatever that might be helpful to people in tackling their a more healthy regimen.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty convenient. You sell your store to somebody else, and you still get to showcase your stuff there. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's a good arrangement. I like that one.
He's president of the New Jersey chapter of the American Herbalist Guild,
mm-hmm.
and he is busily, he said, formulating a therapeutic drink, working with a biotech company. So he's quite active,
yep.
in the area, and is more than. Than just talking to the usual person who's gone on the internet and nailed down the vocabulary.
Wow. I also awesome.
Talked with Ruth Altamira Rowe. You know Ruth. Her. She's on the Hunterdon radio every Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
in a counselor's chat.
Right.
She calls it.
Yep.
I believe it's an hour long program. I'm not sure.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Is it okay? But she tackles all kinds of problems, including eating disorders, which she told me is a form of addiction, and that's the way she looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she will recommend people talk to a nutritionist in addition to her, but she does a full range of tackles a full range of problems, including marriage problems. Addictions, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress, depression, grief, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she concentrates on the whole person. Again, similar to what Snyder does, it's the whole person that is of concern when you have a problem.
Yeah.
Including marriage problems, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which they... She has, more than 30 years' experience, and she's a licensed counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So she has an office there on 26 Main Street there in Flemington.
Yep.
So you can call and make an appointment with her or listen to her radio show,
mm-hmm.
and get some ideas on what you're doing and what you should be doing, I suppose.
Yeah, Ruth has been with us for 5.5 years, and, yeah, she's on every Wednesday at noon, and...
Yeah,
always
yeah.
has some great topics. She goes through kind of a little bit of soliloquy of all different types of afflictions and how to think about it. And
how to think about it, yeah.
And
she said she doesn't take calls.
No.
I asked that specific question. People would be interested. But the show is a good intro to what she can do.
Yeah, it's tough if to take calls because... you just don't know what the whole basis of the call is, and she's also got to abide by a privacy. So,
yeah, the program can end up off in different directions.
Yeah, well, so it's best to kind of keep it concise and to the point. So,
yeah,
cool, excellent.
With regard to exercise, I talked to Connie Fazekas. Connie runs Hunter and Pilates in Clinton, and she started the thing back, I don't know, 15, 17 years ago there in Clinton, and was at, I think on Main Street, West Main there, the Main Street in Clinton. But there was a fire last year, and that forced her to move. She's now at on Route 22 there in Clinton, and it has expanded. The fire was devastating, but in dealing with all of that and moving, she expanded the operation, and she has certified instructors and runs classes and individuals and so forth. But Pilates is a specialty form of exercise that concentrates on muscle imbalances, flexibility, building strength, that kind of thing.
Right.
She's also taken a step beyond. She said it took 7 years, but she has developed a special vertical Pilates machine, which required a lot of interaction with engineers to get the thing done. But it is now complete. It's installed. It's used there. Mm-hmm. And sales to other Pilates studios are now underway.
Wow.
So it's a brand new, I suppose you'd call it a form of Pilates. I'm not sure if my terminology is correct there, but she does all kinds of things with Pilates and yoga, both at the Clinton location, and she has other locations. I think one is in Berkeley Heights. But she's planning to have since she moved last summer, she's planning to have a major open house coming up this coming month. She's not set a date yet, but you can go to the Hunter and Pilates website and take it from there.
Yep. It's a great story because, as you just pointed out, you know, you have a devastating issue that affects you and your business, and it turns out that it might have been a gift.
Well, you look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a gift opportunity.
Yeah, which, that's great.
She grabbed the bull by the horns, I suppose, and expanded.
Yeah, can't beat that.
These things can lead to all kinds of good things.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attitude.
That's
problem,
right.
Chris.
That's correct. That is correct.
If you sit around and worry about business owners are typically optimistic, and they would have an attitude that would say, "How can I use this to expand or to do more things or go in a different direction, whatever?"
Well, I'll say it's the successful business owners.
Okay. Good distinction.
Not all of them. The ones that don't succeed are the ones that are whining about it, naysaying, pointing fingers at other people. And what you've pointed out is the right thing to do here is to always look at yourself first as the source.
Yeah, and always remain optimistic.
Yep. Cool.
I talked to Barry Wolfson also. Barry Wolfson runs the Hypnosis Counseling Center there in Flemington. He has other locations, but the one in Flemington is at 28 Mine Street.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing a series of sessions on Saturday mornings coming up May 6th, May 13th, and May 20th. The May 6th one... well, they're all 9 to 10 for stopping smoking, and then weight loss is from 10 to 11, and better sleep is from 11 to noon. So he runs classes that are limited attendance. I think he only has 10 people in a class. Keep it small so that everybody... I think he only has 10 people in a class. Keep it small so that everybody learns something, and you can take it from there if you have a problem with any of those things, weight loss or eating. And Better Sleep is a new one that he's offering. But he's been in hypnosis for many years. I think over 30 years, he told me.
Wow. So hypnosis to lose weight. Yeah, that,
to lose weight or to change your direction.
Yep.
And
again, getting down to the source, the root cause of the problem, just like Ruth.
Yeah.
Rather than treating the symptom. Good stuff.
Yeah, go to hypnosisnj.com and you'll find Barry and his operation and learn more about what he does.
Excellent. Awesome, Mel. Thank you so much.
Well, I was worried about healthy living. So
okay. All right.
There you are.
Excellent. So we'll talk with you again next week. I might have to change the time next week. There's a meeting going on at 8 to 9. But
yeah, no problem.
Maybe we might move it into the 9 to 10 range for next week, if that's okay.
No problem. Just let me know.
Very good. Have a great week, sir.
You too, Chris.
Right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Al Wohr, Business with Al. Hunter County Democrat, independent columnist, giving you healthy living. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com right after the news and the weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The population of Israel stops what it's doing for 2 minutes as a siren wails to remember those killed in the Holocaust. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying he considers the lessons of the Holocaust every day as he marks Holocaust Remembrance Day yesterday in Jerusalem, leveling a warning against Iran and ISIS, saying that those who hate Jews and want to destroy Israel risk being destroyed themselves. President Trump delivers a message in a pre-recorded video at the opening dinner of the World Jewish Congress in New York City last night.
We must stamp out prejudice and anti-Semitism.
This morning, the Anti-Defamation League has released a report saying anti-Semitic vandalism and intimidation cases in America were up 25% last year from 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The last thing we can afford is to send a message to the world that the United States government, by the way, is only partially functioning.
That's the assessment of Republican Senator Marco Rubio as a government shutdown looms on Friday. If lawmakers don't come to an agreement, Rubio says if a shutdown happens, it would have a destabilizing impact on U.S. global affairs.
We have a potential crisis brewing with North Korea. We've seen what's going on, the ongoing crisis in Syria.
Arkansas is planning to execute two convicted killers today, while a third is set to be executed Thursday. Marcel Williams and Jack Jones are scheduled to die today, and they, along with Kenneth Williams, are among the eight inmates the state had planned to execute over the course of 11 days until court challenges held up their plans. The execution scheduled because the lethal injection drugs used will expire at the end of the month. Williams and Jones have appealed to a federal court, but Williams' appeal was denied late last night. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
European stocks enjoying their best day in nearly 2 years after the first round of France's presidential election yesterday. Pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron outpolling all the other candidates. He'll now take on far-right second-place finisher Marine Le Pen on May 2nd. The euro briefly traded at a five-month high today before closing stronger against the U.S. dollar, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. All Eurozone trading indexes up more than 3.5% to over 6% today. Despite a tweet over the weekend from President Trump otherwise, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee is insisting taxpayers will end up being stuck with the bill for the president's planned border wall, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
California Congressman Adam Schiff responded to a tweet by Trump in which he claimed Mexico will pay America in some form for the border wall. Schiff said taxpayers will bear the brunt of this and all your broken promises. Funding the border wall is expected to be a point of contention in passing the federal budget this week.
A funeral is being held today in Connecticut for the former New England Patriots star and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez. The 27-year-old taking his own life in a Shirley prison cell last week where he was serving a life sentence for murder. And the final shipments of the NES Classic hitting the shelves as Nintendo's officially discontinued the mini console that came packaged with 30 gaming favorites. Best Buy saying they'll be available today, first come, first serve. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now says it's 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies and 50% chance of precipitation. Today is Monday. It's April 24th, 2017. Partly sunny this morning. I must have missed that. And then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s or east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Cloudy and rain likely tonight, mainly after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. East winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. And rain and highs in the mid-50s tomorrow. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Mostly cloudy. Showers likely on Wednesday. Chance of rain 70%, mid-60s. Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-70s. On Friday, we get into the 80s with a chance of showers, but partly sunny. On Saturday the 29th, also partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, high around 80. temperatures in our area. 48 in New Hope, 50 in Quakertown, 50 in Frenchtown, 51 in that'll be Hampton, and 50 in Tewksbury, 52 in Tewksbury, 49 in over by Hawk Point, and 49 in Bedminster. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com. That's Patti LaBelle and Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Why would I be playing those two? Well, something that has to come up in a little bit of history. But before I get to that, we'll get on to traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. HERTTman.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them on their website. And they'll send you the alerts via email. You can pick the ones you want. Don't have to get all of them. You can also follow them on Twitter. And they give you the local roads, the highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County. Which most of the time, although I did hear on Saturday there was an accident on 222 in Lebanon that 1015 was talking about. But most of the time you don't get those. You just get 1015 focuses on other areas of the county, of the town, of the state, and Hunterdon County is kind of left out. And so you're sitting there trying to figure out where an accident is in Flemington and how to get around it. And you might need to get some better insight. So HERTTman.com gives you that. Right now it's all quiet out there. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio traffic. And here is that history that I was talking about, Today in History from History.com. It's April 24th, 2017. 1916 is the year, and on Easter Monday in Dublin, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, a secret organization of Irish nationals led by Patrick Pearse, launches the so-called Easter Rebellion, an armed uprising against British rule. Assisted by militant Irish socialists under James Connolly, Pearse and his fellow Republicans noted and attacked British provincial government headquarters across Dublin and seized the Irish capital's general post office. Following these successes, they proclaimed the independence of Ireland, which had been under the repression thumb of the United Kingdom for centuries, and by the next morning were in control of much of the city. Later that day, however, British authorities launched a counter-offensive, and by April 29th, the uprising had been crushed. Nevertheless, the Easter Rebellion is considered a significant marker on the road to establishing an independent Irish Republic. On the evening of April 24, 1781, British General William Phillips lands on the banks of the James River at City Port, Virginia. Once there, he combined forces with British General Benedict Arnold. Yes, that Benedict Arnold, the former American general and notorious traitor, to launch an attack on the town of Petersburg, Virginia, located about 12 miles away. In 1863... the Union Army issues General Orders No. 100, which provided a code of conduct for federal soldiers and officers when dealing with Confederate prisoners and civilians. The code was borrowed by many European nations, and an influence can be seen in the Geneva Convention. 1955, the Afro-Asian Conference, popularly known as the Bandung Conference, became because it was held in Bandung, Indonesia, comes to a close on this day. During the conference, representatives from 29 non-aligned nations in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East met to condemn colonization, decry racism, and express their reservations about the growing Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. In 1922, Colin Rose is hanged to death in Australia for the rape and murder of 13-year-old Alma Turchke. Ross was one of the first criminals in Australia to be convicted based on forensic evidence. On December 30, 1921, Turchke was reportedly missing in Melbourne. The next day, a constable patrolling Gun Alley, a well-known area for prostitutes, found the young schoolgirl's body bundled up in a blanket. Strangely, despite evidence of a brutal rape, there was no trace of blood found on the body. Given the scarcity of cars in Melbourne at the time, the police surmised that the perpetrator had to live nearby. Prostitutes' eyewitness accounts led authorities to Colin Ross, who owned a nearby bar. Pretending to be helpful, Ross volunteered that Turchke had been at the bar on the day she was killed. 1908, a single tornado travels 150 miles through Louisiana and Mississippi. It left 143 dead in its wake. In total, 311 people lost their lives to twisters. And during the deadly month of April 1908 in the southeastern United States, another 1,600 were seriously injured. In 1800, John Adams, the president at the time, approves legislation to appropriate a tremendous amount of money, $5,000, to purchase such books as made by necessary for the use of Congress, thus establishing the Library of Congress. The first books ordered from London arrived in 1801 and were stored in the U.S. Capitol, which was the library's first home. The first library catalog, dated April 1802, listed 964 volumes and 9 maps. 12 years later, the British Army invaded the city of Washington and burned the Capitol, including the then 3,000-volume Library of Congress. 1953, Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill, the British leader who guided Great Britain and the Allies through the crisis of World War II, is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 1980, on April 24th, an ill-fated military operation to rescue the 52 American hostages held in Tehran ends with 8 U.S. servicemen dead and no hostages rescued. All it took was to elect Ronald Reagan, and they just were freed a few months later. And in 1982, Hollywood royalty, fashion model, Oscar-winning actress, controversial anti-war activist Jane Fonda fit all of these descriptions by the late 70s and 80s, when she emerged in her latest incarnation, Exercise Guru. On April 24, 1982, Fonda extended her reach into the home video market with the release of Workout, the first of many best-selling aerobic tapes. Patti LaBelle takes her debut on the pop charts, sort of. She did it with Lady Marmalade, with the great LaBelles, the group LaBelles, and she did it also with Michael Jackson on My Own in 1986. But she had been an R&B singer and a solo artist for quite some time. And she was also the Crystals' He's a Rebel, 61, for instance. Patti and her cohorts were credited with a hit record they had nothing to do with creating by giving her being part of the Crystals. In 1945, President Harry Truman learns the full details of the Manhattan Project, in which scientists are attempting to create the first atomic bomb on this day. The information thrust upon Truman